Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Yeah, we stepped out for God. And when we did, man, the devil is letting us have it because we stepped out for God. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Like every other day. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm weary of hearing it because it's distortion. See, analyze that now. What are they saying? Well, our truck broke down and we had a short in electricity and half burnt the bathroom up. And so-and-so, the first day they started, they got sick and was sick for 2 weeks. What is all that? Is that blessing?
No.
That's curse. And then they turn around and say, I guess it's because we obey in God, because we stepped out to do what the Lord told us to. So what are you saying when you put those together? Because I stepped out to obey God, I'm cursed. The man said, yeah, but now, Brother Keith, I've seen it happen. I know you have. But do you know why? When people are saying, man, it's just been one thing after another, Brother Keith, just one thing after another, one thing after another. Do they believe that? And what are they expecting at this point? More of the same. They're in faith for it. Do you see this? Some people do. Some people don't know if they want to see it or not. Don't take my word for it. Now get in the Bible. Where did you see where it says if you step out and obey God, you'll be cursed? Somebody said, well, what about some resistance, Brother Keith? Yeah. But where there's resistance, God's grace much more abounds. There is no justification for this defeatist attitude. And it's a form of spiritual pride. That what I am doing for God is so special. That I think... Methinks half of hell has been assigned to me. Because our mission is really so much holier and so much more important than what all these other people are doing. I mean, here's a church over there that's 100 times my size, and they're always just smiling and blessing and going big guns for God. But what I'm doing here is really more important in the kingdom of God. But look at the bottom line. The bottom line is you believe a curse is on you because you stepped out to obey God. That's a lie. It's one of the devil's subtleties. Oh, he wished I wouldn't tell you this tonight. But I already have. God already has. Hallelujah. He's worked hard on this one. He's got this one woven in the fabric of charismatic and word of faith people. They don't think anything about saying it, you know. I've heard preachers, sit down, they get to talking together and you go, yeah, man, dear Lord, I mean, we started that new building project and I mean, all hell broke loose. And everybody go, yeah, man, I know it. Don't I know it? You step out to obey God and what? And what? The devil can just waltz in and curse. No. We're not going to get into it necessarily tonight to the detail, but we're going to go back and we're going to read scripture after scripture after scripture where it says, obey and you'll be blessed.
Yes.
Disobey and you'll be cursed. And the devil has tried to convince us, not talking about some other group, us, you and me, that obey and you'll be cursed. It's a lie. I don't believe it.
I don't accept it.
When you step up to obey God, you can look forward to blessing. You can look forward to grace upon grace upon grace. What if the devil tries to stop you? Well, he ain't bigger than God. If God is for you, who can be against you? What can he do against the Almighty? How can he curse whom God has blessed? He cannot. Some of you are going to have to think about that one a while. I know that you are, because you have talked it so long. It's an excuse. I said it's an excuse. And it's a lie. And we don't believe it anymore. Is that right? Is that okay? Whew, go with me in closing to Proverbs 26. Something you can stand on. Boy, I could just sense in my spirit what a deal that is to so many folks. There's all kind of people that have not obeyed God because they are afraid of what might happen. Man, I don't want to be on the front lines. Boy, you get shot at. And there's been all kind of preaching that's been soulical. And people are preaching what they're going through instead of the Word. And nobody stops to think, did they have to go through that? Did you hear me? Nobody stops to think about that. They're like, oh yeah, yeah. Boy, it's a long, hard way. Yeah. But y'all just pray that we'll hold out. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Christians, you come up and say, glory to God, me and the wife and our five kids, we're going to Africa. God's called us to go. I'm not talking about people from other denominations. People are supposed to be faith people to go, oh, well, praise God. You're going to need some prayer. Bless your heart. Nobody's told them they can be a multimillionaire. Oh, that's too weak. That's too weak. People don't believe it. They can be rich, rich, rich on the mission field. They can live disease free. Their children can live disease free. They can be the happiest they've ever been. Right in the middle of the worst situations. That has not been preached. And that is the truth. That is the truth. You do not have to be broke. You do not have to whine. You do not have to beg because you're a missionary to another country. You can be blessed, blessed. You can be powerful. God intends for you to move in there and be the most influential man and woman in the country. So that people respect you and your word carries weight and you use your influence for God. Like Job. I say, yeah, but look what happened to Job. Brother Keith. Good point. What happened to him? Now let's back up. Let's back up. Why did all this bad stuff happen? What happened to him? He got into fear. Is that right? And he kept saying, making these sacrifices every day and going, man, I don't know what my kids are out there doing. Ain't no telling what kind of stuff they're into. Maybe one of them's cursed God. They're having parties over there at their house. They might have got into some witchcraft. Fear. Fear. And dread. And then eventually, what did he say? The thing that I greatly feared has come on me. Fear is a terrible thing. It literally opens the door to destruction in your life. It's just like believing God for a miracle and a good thing. You turn around and through fear, you're believing the devil for a bad thing. But not us. I said, not us. We're blessed. We're blessed. God has blessed us. There is no enchantment against us. There is no divination against us. And how can you curse whom God has blessed? You can't. You can't. You can't. And here is a law in the scripture. And I think we'll put it on pause here. Proverbs 26. Are you there? Proverbs 26. Verse 2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless, what? Shall not come. Now let's just stop right here. Was there a curse sent? Yes. Must have been. Why talk about it? Right. Listen to the Amplified. Like a sparrow in her wandering, like a swallow in her flying, so the causeless curse does not alight. It doesn't light. Like a fluttering sparrow. Well, let me read the living rather. An undeserved curse has no effect. Its intended victim will be no more harmed by it than by a sparrow or a swallow flitting through the sky. It shall not come. Shall not come. You look at other scripture and it talks about how that he that rolls a stone, it'll be rolled on him. He that digs a pit, he'll fall therein. And there is a principle of what you sow, you reap. And those who sow curses and send curses toward those who are blessed of God and have no fear, you know what happens? Boomerang. Yep. That's why Brother Hagin was saying, I double dog dare her to curse me. Why? She better make it to fit her. She better make it her size. Because she's going to wear it. Because it can't land on me. It can't light on me. Oh, did you get this now? What? When you know you're the blessed of God, it can't light on you. Just like a little sparrow or swallow flying around, just keep flying and flying, it won't light. It comes by, but it's zoop. Boy, did you know they all bonded up and they worked and they cursed for 3 weeks and they cursed you. Oh, was that what that was? Okay. Hope they enjoyed it. That's all I'm going to know about. The curse causeless shall not come. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Blessed or Cursed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004A. That's R-1004A, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.